The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is April 8th, 2015, and we are sponsored by U.S. Wellness Meats. That's www.grasslandbeef.com. That's our good friend John Wood. Go out and check out his site. Easy to maneuver through, and if you're lucky enough to get John on the phone, what a pleasure you'll have. And like anything that's involved with this show here, his service is second to none. Secondly, we got Sawgrady's Chiropractic Center. This is only for New York residents. This is the gentleman I go to, Mark Colligan. You've heard me talk about drop table. He does soft tissue work. He's trigger points, deep tissue, with the laser, electromagnetic frequencies. That's all pulsed. I do that, especially with the bang-ups I've had. He's big in sports injuries, and obviously he loves to talk about human performance. The guy is very interesting. You can reach him at 845-246-5020. They are in the process now of rebuilding, or should I say building, a brand new website. So that's 845-246-5020. Thirdly, we have our good friend and Dr. William Wong, who is a regular now on Motivation and Muscle. And He's sponsoring me for Iceland, too, and obviously we'll talk to Logan. His family is sponsoring me, too, with Superman Herbs, but we'll get into that a little bit because we're going to have a great show that he and I love to talk about. But on Dr. Wong, you can go out on YouTube and Dr. Wong's Essentials. You can do a search on that or go out to www.docspreferred.com. Dr. Wong also has a podcast, and we'll let Logan say when it's coming up, but I know Dr. Wong is going to be doing a podcast with Logan too, mm-hmm. which let me tell you, he is one interesting dude. He doesn't mince words, and that's what I like about him. So remember this, www.docspreferred.com. And then last but not least, we have our regular Roger LaPointe, who's the president of Atomic Athletic. They have the Super Squat Bar on sale this month. It was a $299 bar. Everything comes together with it. Everything's included. There's nothing that you're not getting. He's selling that for $225 till the stock runs out. They were overstocked with steel, and his welder says we'll get them all out as quick as we can. Roger's another guy. You order from him, you get great service. So remember this, $225 plus shipping, and from what Roger tells me, the way they break it all down and ship it, it's very cheap. So you can get a hell of a bar for that price. And if you need to get a hold of Roger or any of these guys, Logan, any of them, they're all accessible people. This is what I like about with these people that are involved with my show. Anything we tell you here, you go and talk to these gentlemen or try to get a hold of them. Even if you can't, you're going to get a return call. Obviously, service is paramount with me and everybody else. So I think it's a great thing. On today's show, obviously, Logan Christopher is on. He is the president of Legendary Strength, and he's involved with his brothers in Superman Herbs. And if you haven't gone out there and looked at it, you got it, because I'll tell you right now, whether you took pro-hormones, steroids, anything like that, we know most of this stuff is outlawed now. You get caught. You get caught with anything, syringes. You can go to jail for a long time. Logan is very well versed as his brothers, but you got to go out there and check out the stuff they've got, man. I mean, you want to pump your testosterone up and your, recovery, because we've been doing shows on recovery. It's like that's the big thing. But today we're going to do another show on testosterone, and the first one we did was killer, and it'll be cool to see what new things Logan's come up with. He's obviously got a lot of feedback from people. And, I've talked to his brother, Cloud. I've given him feedback from what I'm taking and doing. I've just been kind of nicked up, so I haven't really been able to turn the wheel the way I want it, but that's not going to be long either. And I think that's it. So, Logan, welcome to the show. You know, why don't you fill us in a little bit on what's going on, and we'll get into the show. And obviously, if you want to make the announcement about Dr. Wong, that's fine. I got no problem with that either, coming on your podcast.
Oh, yeah, sure. So we have a podcast ourselves called The Vital Way, and you can check that out over at supermanherbs.com. And we bring on different people, as well as have Q&A calls, all kinds of different things. You know, a lot focused on the herbs, but, you know, how herbs play into all sorts of other areas of life as well. Okay. So after hearing you talk about William Wong, is like, oh, set me up. I want to interview him as well. So we're getting that all ready to go. So that will be coming in the future.
Yeah, he's, you know, you know enough about him. When I had him on the first time, because we had to really work at this. We had a lot of problems setting Skype, and he's in a couple different locations in this one part of Texas. We had some trouble. We finally got it ironed out, but that was it took us about 4 months to get him on here. You know, he was gracious enough, obviously, to just keep going back and forth with everything. Eventually, we got it working about, I think it was about a month ago he was on, and he'll be on the 17th of this month, and he might come on twice a month. We're not sure. He's, you know, he does a lot of podcasts plus his own, and he's a busy man. But I can tell you this, Logan, the response I got about him was unreal. It was like, where have you been hiding this guy, you know? And they really liked, really, I call it like blunt force trauma, man. It was just the way he doesn't, you know, look it. He's not there's no vulgarity, but he doesn't screw around, man. And it's like, he'll say things that maybe a lot of people are thinking. And I really enjoy the guy. I've done business with him probably for 15 years. And I've talked to him a number of times prior to even starting the business. And like I said, he's one of the most accessible people that, you know, that I've had on the show or just outside of the show. And that's the way all you guys are and gals. I hear that from other people. So why don't you give anything else you want out now? You got anything else?
Oh, sure. Just want to let people know we are having a big sale right now because it's tax time and we owe some money, so we're trying to raise that money. right now, if you head on over to supermanherbs.com, if you're checking out, you can get 15% off by entering the coupon code TAX, T-A-X, has to be in capital letters. So if you listen in time, definitely check that out. It'll be going until the 15th when our taxes are due. So, yeah, check that out. And, of course, if you happen to listen to this afterward, we also offer a similar coupon just for first-time orders for people signing up at the site. So you can definitely check that out in case you miss the big old tax sale.
Yeah, and we'll have this show be posted tonight. I'll do it later on this evening. So everybody that listens to this will know what Logan's talking about. Okay, this is one of my favorite topics, as you know, and I think it's yours too. I'll just quote Will Wong when we did his show to a point. It'll be, and this isn't verbatim, but it's like, where has, how did he put it, manliness, what's happened to the American male? And what, you know, he goes into a lot of things from kind of political views with feminism to, you know, obviously estrogens, which are dangerous as hell. He is passionate like me with soy. You know, that's one thing that, you know, he feels that was kind of prevalent maybe late 60s, early 70s, where, you know, women felt that the hell with breast milk, you know, we're going to feed little boys and I'm sure girls too. soy, and we know the damaging effects now because you'll even hear MDs talk about in the 70s, especially little boys, that a lot of them didn't even develop properly in the genitalia, which is pretty tragic. So, Logan, how do you want to start this? I mean, Dr. Wong, you know, he really came in with like a hammer on it. You know, it was like, okay, we know a lot now that we're a little bit more intelligent. We have, you know, it's so easy to get information. Not all of it, obviously,
well,
is true.
Can I start with one point?
Sure.
How we ever got this idea that breast milk was a bad idea, that you shouldn't have this, that we should replace it with something that is like heavily processed, whether soy milk or anything else. But this, I mean, if you look, there's definitely a whole lot of this going on over the past 100 years. When we were looking, when the idea that fat was, you know, deadly, leading to heart disease, that sort of thing, they actually set up, they're working to do a double-blind study, right, comparing the use of normal fats as people use, like butter and lard and that sort of thing, versus like soy oil, like hydrogenate, things that had to be heavily processed that came from nature originally in order to make something that's completely manufactured and fake. And they were actually studying the difference between these things. They were looking to do that. Like, here's my philosophy. You know, technology is great in some certain ways, but we're also a pretty arrogant race, I'd say, the human species as a whole. My opinion is, first look back to nature. Like, you can get away from doing natural things. I mean, we can't all, you know, go live in the forest, that sort of thing. Obviously, we're doing unnatural things, but you're going to get much better benefits the more you can sort of steer in that direction and do it smartly. You know, that's why I love the herbs, especially, even more so than isolated nutrients, because, you know, we've been wrong about the benefits of isolated nutrients before. And of course, you know, not every herb, not every natural thing out there is good for you, far from that, but you know, the more we can go in this direction, just the better off we're going to be. So yeah, of course, breast milk is a thing that babies should have. That's how nature intended it. That's how it works. So
you know what I like here, I mean, I hear your passion and I hear a little anger, and that always sets these shows off good, because I'm a little pissed off too. You know, I don't like the idea of people being lied to about shit, and then they follow it, and the next thing you know, well, you got a son that, you know, isn't developed properly, and that's probably happened with the girls. But I, you know, I've done more readings and you know, watched more things that is more prevalent in males. But you know, like Will was saying too, it's like, don't think that women aren't facing high amounts of estrogen too, because we got into this thing, Logan, where I said, you know, you date a girl anywhere from 20, with me it's 25 to 40, whatever it is, all right? And it's like this. Some of them at 25 are even more screwed up at 40, and he comes right out and he goes, it's estrogen, man. He goes, you're dealing with that shit all the time. And I was like, you know what? I know when they've totally cracked, because when they're out buying shoes all the time, then I know they're whacked out. And he was like, the same thing. But, I mean, look, you know, with what you're doing with the herbs, and I think the stuff that you got out now is phenomenal. And you know, how do we snap everybody back out of this stuff? Because you know, this has been building. What we got to believe, if we're talking 1970, you know, you're talking over 40 years now, right?
Oh, it's been longer than that. The first there was a report, and I don't remember the exact date, but the first identification of xenoestrogens was, I believe, around the 30s or the 50s,
really?
Somewhere in that. Yeah, there's a paper that began to talk about those. So yeah, it's been around longer than that. You know, throughout time, it's become more prevalent of a problem. You know, more pesticides used, more plastics and everything. And here's something I've been thinking about more. Yeah, soy certainly has a big problem, especially I would say in how it's processed. Like, I still eat fermented soy, like miso.
Okay.
I do that. I think that fermentation process is going to break down a lot of the bad things that are in soy that you're going to get if you're drinking soy milk or eating tofu. And if you look at the, you know, Japanese people, Chinese people, and their high levels of soy intake, it's culturally, it was always fermented. We've just gotten away from that idea. So I do that. And, you know, natural foods are going to have different estrogens and, you know, like the pine pollen, androgens as well. I think that's not necessarily such a bad thing. Certainly, depending on the case, you know, you may want to get rid of stuff like hops and flax seeds, which may have the phytoestrogens. But the most important thing, like way more critical in my opinion, is being able to cut down the xenoestrogens, the completely fake, you know. So once again, going to that idea of nature, there's estrogens in nature. And if we didn't bombard nature with all these man-made estrogens as well, those wouldn't be nearly problem. So yeah, it's probably best to limit those, especially if you're trying to optimize testosterone. But mission critical, absolutely, is to cut down on the xenoestrogens, which are just about everywhere. That's going to make the biggest impact, in my opinion. And it's the same with women as well. You know, women's hormones way more complex than men. You know, I'm going to be rolling out some more information at Superman Herbs, and we're going to have more herbs in the future that are tailored more towards women. And it's quite a bit more complicated, but in that case, same sort of thing. Like, xenoestrogens, they can't be a good thing. You know, they're not even really functioning the same way as the good, you know, real human estrogens in the body, which both men and women need in certain amounts. So just everyone needs to get away from them as much as possible, which is actually impossible to do, but you can certainly cut back significantly.
Logan, for people that don't really know, you know, we hear estrogens all over the place. So for anybody that's never heard of a xenoestrogen, where is that going to be most prevalent? I mean, I know what they're in, but for the people out there, just give a few examples and tell people, like, this is what you need to cut out of your life, you know, if you can do that, or maybe there's a natural form of something. Because I agree with you totally. We have to have estrogen. Men have to have it. Women have to have it. Women have to have testosterone, vice versa. All right, but what products could the – I know one I could say right off the bat, but what would you say would be a few to stay the hell clear from?
Well, Alexa, there are tons of them, so I'll give you some of the big tips. One would be plastic. There's a couple different things. The BPA, a lot of people have heard that, so there's all these BPA-free plastics. But that's not the only estrogenic compound. There's, I forget the name of the word, but there's other ones, so now we're starting to see, you know, versions of plastic that are free of these other things that are equally as bad as well. But in general, just, you know, it's hard, like I said. Damn near impossible to stay away from plastic completely, but just because it's everywhere in our life. And obviously there's quite, you know, there's usefulness to it for what it can do and everything, but you definitely want to cut back on plastic use. And this means, like, you know, touching plastic, but certainly ingesting anything that comes out of plastic or has been in plastic. Like, one of the worst things would be microwaving food in plastic. I wouldn't trust anything. I don't even use a microwave, period. There's some other problems with that. But definitely clearing out the plastic, you know, drinking water from plastic as much as possible. You know, I'm not like a Nazi about this. You know, I will drink water from a plastic bottle if there's not other options available. But yeah, especially when you're at home, you shouldn't be doing something like that.
Well, Logan, not to interrupt you, but one of the things I was going to say, it's like, go out anywhere. Don't you see just about everybody toting a bottle of water with them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a glass bottle. There's a company that has a glass bottle that's wrapped in silicone, so it's really easy not to break, which is you know, one of the benefits of plastic. That's a good option. And, yeah, you can still use plastic, so, yeah, go with the BPA-free. But even then, it's not the best thing ever in – the harder plastics tend to be better off than soft plastic. So that's one thing you can go and, you know, look at stuff like, you know, you can taste plastic. If you have a gallon or, you know, smaller size jug of water that is sitting outside in the sun, like, if you drink that after a couple hours, you will taste the plastic, because the plastic is actually photodegrading from the light and the heat of the sun. Yep. It's getting into the water. One of the big problems with plastic is that oftentimes the plastic is like just created, just blown into that shape, and then water is poured into it or whatever else. And right at that time, you know, if the plastic sits for a year or two, it's going to tend to not be as bad. But these are blown, created, and then water goes right in, so the water can draw out those plastics, and then you're, you know, drinking estrogenic soup.
For sure, man. And you know something else? I used to buy those Rubbermaid things, you know, just to put like a shake in to take with me. Yep. And I'll tell you what, you talk about taste in plastic. I don't know how they are now. I haven't bought one. I wouldn't buy anything. I've switched everything I can, even if it comes in plastic. It all goes in glass now.
Yeah. The Superman herbs, we don't have. Yep. Unfortunately, that stuff is in plastic. That's just, once again, because it's such an easy thing to do and doesn't cost, you know, we can't really ship glass around quite as easily.
No,
so, but even with that, I'd recommend people, you know, put it into a glass jar and throw it in a dark cabinet, that sort of thing. Just any, it's really all the small steps that you do are going to be cumulative, are going to build up over time. So that, as much as you can, just cut back on the use of any and all plastic that you can. That'd be one tip.
Yeah. Well, here's another tip. Speaking of Superman herbs, I put them in mason jars. Mm-hmm. Dump them out. If anybody listening and you're not sure what to do or the size of the glass, you go and just buy a case of mason jars. I can get those. I've got them at our co-op here before. Mm-hmm. You can get them online, anything like that. It's a real economical way to do it, and I'll tell you what, a mason jar doesn't take up a ton of room.
Yep.
And depending on how many herbs you're taking or whatever, obviously, like Logan said, store them in a dark, a place that doesn't have a ton of light, whether it's a cabinet. I've got a shelf down in my cellar. Nothing gets down in there. Mm-hmm. It's all on steel shelving where I keep everything. It's labeled, and it works out perfectly.
The labels, that's an important thing, because if you have more than like one or two herbs, you will forget what things are.
Exactly, and it's very important. If you're not going to use labels, get a selfie that's permanent and put it right on the top of the lid. But, that's what I do. So that's just kind of a small tip. Okay, go ahead, Logan.
So number two thing would be eating organic food. One of the biggest class of xenoestrogens out there is pesticides, fungicides, all the different sides that are used on things that we grow. And it's not just like fruits or vegetables. Certainly certain things, they use more of these than others, but the same with meat. Animals are pumped full of estrogenic chemicals and all kinds of things that you want to avoid if at all possible. So organic meat, of course, even better than that, if a cow is eating grass, that's better than a cow eating organic grains. And most often those grass-fed cattle are going to basically be organic. It just may not be labeled as such. So getting high-quality food that doesn't have these chemicals, that's going to be one of the biggest things. And, besides getting a whole bunch more nutrition, you're now avoiding a lot of these toxins, which your body would otherwise have to be dealing with.
Yeah, and one thing to let everybody know, because I don't know if I've said this on a show I've done with Logan or not. If I'm repeating myself, it's fine, because you want to hear this. I don't want to give the name of these places either, but think of the larger, I guess you would call them supermarkets. I won't call them I guess you'd call them health food store, but just think of some of the chains in your areas that are preaching organic and they sell this, that, and the other thing. Be very careful with meat. Me and soy, I ask everywhere I go, and I don't care, and I piss people off big time. I know that. I'll give the name. I went to Whole Foods, and they just opened one in my area. And the meat looks beautiful there, right? But I usually get it at a co-op where I know what's in it exactly. But, I said, I want to try a piece of their meat. So I asked the butcher, I said, does any of your beef have soy in it? Because, see, they're all saying grass-fed, but I had read a few things about that. It's a little tricky.
Right. They can be grass-fed up to 75% of its life, but then they can fatten it up with anything else after that and still call it grass-fed.
Yes, sir. Yeah. You got it. And here's the deal. I said to the guy, and this is what freaks him. I said, is there any soy in your meat, feed-wise? And he's like, I don't think so. I said, well, before I buy any, you're going to have to let me know because I'm allergic to it and I could die from it. you say that to them, dude, their head goes, the antenna goes up, right? The guy literally brought a big binder out, and it tells you exactly what's in it. Because I ask with fish, too, because with the farm-raised stuff, I don't know what the hell they're doing. If it's not wild-caught, forget it.
Right.
So here, and I know the deal with the oceans, but screw it. Who cares? All right, I'm not worrying about that right now. So the guy comes out, and by God, man, there was only, out of all the beef there, there was only one set of hamburgers that didn't have it. So I said, do you have any grass-fed, grass-finished? He goes, yes. Very small amount, very, very costly, but that's just to let everybody know.
Yep.
Be very careful when you buy, quote-unquote, grass-fed or, they all like to call it natural or organic. If that stuff you're concerned with, and I would be. I wouldn't be feeding that to my kids. I don't care what age they are. I would just say, ask the questions. If you decide to make an educated choice and you don't care, so be it. But I just wanted to pass that along because I thought that was very – I don't want to say dishonest because I don't think – I hope people aren't stooping that low now with stuff, but I think if you have an aversion to that stuff, I think it's always best to ask.
And that's a hard thing, because you try to do the best thing and not, you know, these people aren't intentionally trying to make, I mean, some people, of course, do that, but yeah, it's just, it's really hard to get the best quality stuff out there, and that's why we need help. That's why I like turn to herbs. Like, we need the support, just because you can't avoid this. It's a sad fact. You can't avoid plastic completely. You can't avoid contamination of things like pesticides. You can do a whole lot for these, and that's essential. But you basically, you know, if you like live and breathe in our world today, you're getting xenoestrogens and all kinds of things. It's damn near unavoidable. So that's why I feel, especially this day and age, like you need to do a couple additional steps on top of that in order to just be a man.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, before you get into the third one, or maybe you want to do this later, is there anything you want to say as far as herb-wise, or do you want to keep going? Because, you know, to get into how we can kind of hopefully reverse a lot of this stuff. And with you and I coming from a weightlifting background, of course, you're doing obviously some other things than I do. It'll be very good. And whenever you're ready, we do that. But, you know, let's see if we can reverse some of this stuff and get everybody, you know, more manly and out there lifting weights or whatever turns, you know, floats your boat. So go ahead, Logan.
Well, yeah, so what can you do about it? I wrote an interesting story the other day. I was at this business conference the other weekend, and there's this guy, 33 years old, right? And he's, like, built real well and everything. And he's talking about how he's on testosterone supplementation. He's actually getting implants in his ass.
Nice.
And 33 years old, right? So I understand the point, because he was talking about, you know, screw aging. He was having trouble sleep, and now he feels much better and everything. And I get the reasoning why he did that. But once again, my opinion is, at least first, you know, in some cases, absolutely, that's necessary and can be great, especially older. But at 33, no, I would say go with something a little more of a natural approach, because the problem with that is, one, you know, testosterone supplementation of that can sometimes have side effects, depends on the person. If you're on it at that point, you're basically going to need to be on that the entire rest of your life. That scares me, and likely you'll need ever-increasing doses as your body is more and more used to that. That kind of scared me.
No, it would, and you know, you and I both know your balls shut down eventually. You're going to have atrophy of your testicles. I mean, these guys are having to use all kinds of stuff to start their balls back up. I've read stuff with a lot of the older bodybuilders, and I mean, testosterone, Dianabol, Anavar, all that stuff. It was very prevalent back 60s, 70s. I mean, it's nothing to what these guys are taking now, and girls. But I've read things where a lot of these guys that, you know, everybody, you know, loved and all that, they've got to still take, even if it's like a half a cc, they're still taking the stuff. They have to, or it's like they've done such damage to their body, man, you know, that they have to do that just to be able to pretty much normalize things. And it's like, look, if you want to do stuff like that, that's your call. I'm not here to tell you yes or no, but as Logan's saying, why not go with something natural and see what happens first before you take that leap? Because how do you get off something like that if you're feeling really good and strong and nothing's in your way right now? You're 33, but maybe at 45 something starts cropping up, you know, and you don't want to deal with that. So yeah, go ahead, man. I mean, so how would you go naturally, say, with our 33-year-old butt implant guy?
Well, so this can lead to some questions. You know, can herbs lead to the same thing? You know, could your testicles shut off just taking herbs? And like anything, I think it could be overdone. You know, if you drank a bottle of pine pollen tincture each day, I would say you might have some negative effects from doing so. But that would be a whole massive amount. So, and same thing, are the herbs working at sort of the cause or just treating the symptoms? I like to think that the herbs really can help restore your body to a much more natural setting.
Yep.
And it can really help to work your get your body back to where it should be, closer to that. Like with the pine pollen, it's not just boosting testosterone. It's not like getting a testosterone injection. Yes, it can have some similar effects, but one of the things we've seen from quite a few people is it seems to be helping detox these estrogens out of the body. That's why I really like the natural stuff, right? You know, it's not just pure testosterone. It has so many other things. I mean, there are over 200 vitamins, minerals, antioxidants in pine pollen. So your body is getting all this different stuff. And if we think of hormones as the chemical messengers, it's really better able to get this whole system working more holistically so that these things can talk to each other and it can raise one thing as it's needed or take something down as it's needed. That's why I like to turn to the natural stuff.
Well, and you just said the key thing. You know, it adjusts, okay? And there you go. You got an adaptogen right there. I mean, how much do we hear about, you know, whether it's ginseng or this and that and the other thing? And obviously, is it the Spartan formula that's got all the good adaptogens in it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I take that. I can tell you right now, I take a lot of that. I take that 3 times a day. Well, you know, especially with an injury.
Yeah.
I feel adaptogens are one of the best things to take, mainly because obviously if there is an issue with your body, I think these fill the void. That's just my personal preference. I mean, I've been using different things, obviously, that you guys produce. So like I've told Cloud before, it's like, you know, you might send me X, Y, Z, but I might only be taking X and Y together to see what happens. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the beauty of an herb. I can get very confused taking a lot of stuff because then if he asked me or you asked me, what do you think of this? Well, I said, I can't really give you that because I'm taking like 4 different things,
right,
man. So I don't know really what is driving the bus at that point. So I kind of do it like that. But, you know, I feel the adaptogens, especially for me right now, are pertinent, man. And obviously I take pine pollen like crazy because I think we got into this one. We might have got into this either on the first testosterone show or just you and I going back and forth with things. I don't want to buy a lot of things, Logan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like you end up flooding your body with all kinds of different vitamins and this and that and the other thing, and you're really creating at that point, you can create a very toxic environment right there. If your body's not pushing this stuff out and it's staying in your body, that's not a good issue, a good thing to do either. So I like the idea that when you buy an herb and, you know, you find out what the breakdown of it, it's complete and I don't have to go out and buy 5 other things to substitute for that. I think that's a good thing.
Right. Yeah. Isolated supplementation, obviously it has its place and can be very effective at certain things and help people. But like I said earlier in the call, we've been wrong before about different things. So, you know, and you'll see this happen over and over again, like fish oil, right? You know, that became a big star. And nowadays people are talking about, oh, you know, you might be overdoing it. There can be some problems with this one sort of isolated nutrient. Even vitamin D, same sort of thing. Like it's a great thing to supplement with. Still, for most people, I would definitely say that's something worth doing. But some people have said, you know, there can be some problems with this if you don't necessarily get the other cofactors and everything going. So anytime we can turn to nature to get a more natural thing in its sort of natural complex with the different cofactors, because there are so many of them, it's just it boggles the mind to even attempt to figure out this whole picture by trying to go piece by piece in a reductionistic mindset.
Yeah, you know, I like the idea of just taking a few things that cover a broad spectrum. Now, I know there's certain things that people like to take which might be singular and works for them, but I think in the grand scheme of everything, it's like I like it that way because I've gotten to the point now where I just – you know, whether it's economically or what, it's just like, I just don't want to be like a slave to everything that's out there. You know, I've got to take this at a certain time and then 2 hours later, I'd rather just take something like what I like about yours. I mean, I read on your site, you're talking about like loading it up, like you guys use coffee. I've done that before. I use like coffee, coconut oil, and I use, you know, definitely an organic butter I love. It's from Sweden. I'll mix that all together in coffee. Obviously, mm-hmm. I like heavy cream, so I've got an organic heavy cream. Does the herb come through if I'm using, like, Tomcat Alley? You're going to taste it a little bit, but it's not going to be like if you took it off a spoon or just put it in water. Because I don't care, man. I if it's something good, I mean, we used to say we'd eat shit if it made you big. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, you know how the whole thing is.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that. But then I think I told you on a show or offline, I've also been using grapefruit juice a lot with it too, because it's a good carrier for everything. So that's what I'm using pretty much with your herbs. I either use the black coffee in the mixture, I said, or basically grapefruit juice. Depends where I am, what time of day, et cetera, et cetera. So, and I'll tell you one thing, when I put that Tomcat Alley in coffee, mm-hmm. I feel rush right away from that stuff.
Yeah,
man.
I know what you mean, man.
that's a serious setup. And you know the good thing? This is something, we're going to have to talk on another show about this, or we can even address it a little bit now. I don't want to spring stuff on you, but, a lot of people don't talk about the importance of fats. Now, you need fats to drive that stuff, too, and it's like, I'm talking now, coconut oil, butter, heavy cream. I mean, that is very pertinent to what we're talking about here today with hormones, and when you take a Tomcat Alley and I'm using, whether it's black coffee or I'm using grapefruit juice with the fats in it, that's going to make a big difference in your delivery.
Right. It's actually going to help with the absorption of some of the
Absolutely.
Components in there. So yeah, that's definitely a recommended tip. Just take some fat along with your herbs. You don't need to do this every time. If you just take it with water, that's fine. That's one thing with the herbs. Like, it doesn't have to be an exact science. Like, I take 8.62 milligrams of this thing at 7:13 in the morning. You don't need to go overboard with it. And literally, I think by doing it with a bit more of a random approach, varying the herbs you're doing, take one day, take one another, I think that's actually going to provide some benefit. Because if we're talking about the hormones especially, this is, I'd say, is even more important with the hormones and some of the other herbs. Like with the adaptogens, you tend to get the best effects when you're on that regularly, because your body is sort of getting used to that sort of stressing effect that they do, and thus you're better able to handle stress. But with the hormones, one guy I learned from David Wolf, he talked about this idea, and it stuck with me ever since. With the hormones, you want to think of it as a game of musical chairs. You do one thing one day, then if you keep doing that same thing over, since these are chemical messengers, they're getting the message, and they're going to adapt themselves to whatever you're doing. So then, if you are just taking all this testosterone from the outside, whether it's an injection or other things, your body's going to be like, oh, I don't need to produce as much testosterone, so I'm going to lower this down. But on the flip side, if you take some one day, then, you can get this extra testosterone, you can get the help of one of the herbs, and then the next day you don't, then your body's not being – it's not saying, oh, I don't need to produce this anymore. It's by taking a more of a random approach, I think it can work. One thing that I learned recently, which I've been playing with, is this guy Mark Wilson that I interviewed. He talked about specifically like taking 7 different hormonal herbs and doing one each day differently.
So this way,
with the Tomcat, that's going to help your body to produce more of its testosterone, as well as lowering the estrogen and sex hormone binding globulin. So you get sort of that boost from that. Then the next day, maybe you take something like the pine pollen, which actually has a testosterone in it. So it's working towards the same end, but it's going through different pathways, has different effects in which to bring that thing out. Then you can take something like the nettle root, which can lower the aromatization, the sex hormone binding globulin again, may also reduce down DHT a bit, which can have some negative effects or may have positive effects. So just by hitting these different herbs, doing it a different day, and once again, this doesn't need to be an exact cycle, oh, this is my Monday herb, this is my Tuesday herb, just do it a bit more randomly, you can get a lot of great effects, and your body is never going to adapt to one thing and thus stop its own sort of hormone production. You're just assisting it along the way toward sort of a desired aim of having optimal testosterone, and you're just shifting around what you're doing in order to get there.
And the nice thing about doing it like that way, Logan, is obviously you don't want the body to get used to what you're doing, but I don't know about you, when like sometimes I won't take Tomcat for maybe 5 days, mm-hmm. and then I'll light it up again on a lifting day. I know, and it's not psychologically either. I notice a big explosion yep. in strength. Now, mind you, I've taken all the other stuff too, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't want to say to anybody, I'm not taking your other herbs. I am. Like I said in the beginning of the show, sometimes I only take two at a time. Just to say, like, when I talk to your brother, it's like, you got any feedback on that? Or with an email he'll mm-hmm. send me, and I'm like, this is what's going on, but I'm not taking the other stuff. But I also like the idea, if you end up, say, you take – say you order 5 different herbs from Superman. That is a great idea, where you would take obviously one every day. And then if you want to maybe cycle off everything for a couple days, so say you go Monday through Friday, you don't do anything on the weekend, you fire it back up. I mean, this is all experimentation. Yeah. Everybody's different. My view is, now we're talking from a lifting view, where now, you and I both know the object when we go in the lift is to come out feeling better and stronger. That doesn't always help. That doesn't always work for us. But when you can take something like the Spartan, where I use a lot of that, that's one of the ones I love to use. Mm-hmm. I feel that's got a definite effect on me, on my being, as far as like, you know, you all know what I do by now, and I've got some things now that I'm fighting through to get going again. But I'll tell you right now, coming from a guy that basically is handling big raw stones all the time and doing nothing but dead stop training out of a rack, other than maybe doing, you know, some regular conventional rows or trap bar deadlifts or whatever, okay? I can tell you right from experience that these things definitely have a major effect. And once again, like I said to Logan in the beginning, I said off air, recovery. Recovery now is like the buzzword for everything. I mean, if you don't recover, you know, it's like, oh, no good. Well, that's not the point. You know, I believe recovery is great, and I believe these herbs will help you recover like crazy. But recovery is a lot of things. You know, we talked about grass-fed beef. Obviously, your diet is major. But I still believe going, you know, putting all the pieces of the puzzle together, if you're not sleeping well, and these herbs obviously can help you sleep better, you're out of the game, man. Because I've done things where I might not sleep good for a few days. You know, it could be stuff on your mind, or it's just like maybe you're beat up, and sometimes, you know, you don't sleep real good when you're fighting this and that. But I'll tell you right now, if you can't sleep, you can't do anything. You know, so, you know, recovery is all part of this big scheme, but obviously what you're putting in your mouth is so important, and digesting and eliminating and all that, you know, you can never say enough about it. So, you know, I think there's so many pieces to the puzzle, but obviously recovery now has become paramount with everything. What would you suggest for the listeners recovery-wise, Logan? I mean, is there an herb that you would, you know, rubber stamp that you've had the most success with?
Well, it's a lot of the same stuff we've talked about. A lot of people report it. You know, if your hormone levels are good, you're going to recover better. So, like pine pollen, Tomcat Ali, those can definitely help in that. The Spartan you mentioned, which is the adaptogenic herbs, all the adaptogenic herbs are really going to help with it. These are things like ashwagandha, rhodiola, eleuthero, cordyceps. These help your body better to adapt. So when you train, you're, you know, forcing your body to do one thing, right? Then you got to recover and adapt. That's these are going to help do it, as well as sort of the energy you get from them. So those are some great herbs for that. Another one I'd like to talk about is Hoshu Wu. This is in our Phoenix formula as well, and it's kind of people haven't paid as much attention to it, but I'm talked about it a bit more recently, and I'm going to continue to do so. This is just such an amazing herb. It's basically one of the top Chinese herbs. It's considered a yin jing herb. Now, you have the yin and the yang. Yang is more of that active force, the masculine force, right? You're going out there and working out. That's extremely yang. But to balance that, you need the yin. That's really much more about the recovery. And Hoshu Wu is like the top yin herb. And it's also a jing herb. You have the three treasures in Chinese medicine. And the jing is the primal essence. It's like that most core fundamental aspect yep. of you and your health. So by restoring this and supporting it, you're going to be able to recover much better. You know, if we go scientific with it, it has a lot of antioxidant value, all kinds of different things that the Hoshuwu does. But that's one I've been taking quite regularly, adding to my coffee, as you mentioned before, okay. taking that yeah. every morning. That's a great one for that.
Logan, is that? I mean, I know you said it's in the Phoenix formula. Is that's not a singular powder?
I do have that as a singular powder. Yes.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right. So, they don't have to necessarily get the Phoenix yeah. formula. I know that's a good. I've taken that before too. Okay.
Yeah.
What else? I mean, all right. Let's get right down to the nitty gritty here. Okay. Let's just talk about, or I don't care. You got other stuff. That's fine. But this. I want to hit upon this before the show's over, and we've got plenty of time. We still got at least 15 minutes. Let's talk about a guy or gal that maybe has been training 10 years. Now, they made decent gains. You know, let's just go with maybe the 5x5 system, and we're going to strictly make it to a man. Mm-hmm. If they came to you and said, hey, look, Logan, I'm thinking about switching over to I don't know. I want to do a combination of getting in the kettlebells, but get up to a big one. And I want to start stone lifting, but I'm going to also weight lift too. I've got a lot of experience, but you know, I don't want to, I know pro hormones are outlawed, even though there still are out there. They are there. I've seen them. I don't want to do anything illegal with steroids. I'm afraid of needles, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm kind of feeling like I've tried a lot of natural things, but I've plateaued, it feels like. And I really want to get myself rolling again. You know, I've got some big ideas, maybe a competition in a year. What do you say to a guy like that? You know, and from everything you know, he's a healthy guy. He's built his body up fairly well naturally. What do you say when he comes to you and says, what would you put me on? And let's just do like a 3-month breakdown, if you wouldn't mind, if that's cool. How would you walk him through 3 months, say, with we know what he's going to do training. We'll just say he's doing basic stuff, mm-hmm. overhead, pulls, all that. He's getting into the other two things now. How would you set him up? Herb-wise, say for 60, 90 days, what would you do?
Well, that depends on how much he's wanting to spend.
Well, okay.
I'll go both ways. You know, just simply starting with a single herb or a single formula, for most people, okay. that's going to be fine. Especially if he wants to focus on the hormone things, just something like pine pollen or tomcat, yep. you know, that's yep. going to work great for many people.
Okay.
Also, the Spartan we've talked about, you know,
yep.
he
yep.
could add that in. You know, maybe if he works with the pine pollen for the first month, Spartan the next month, and then back to Tomcat the third month, something like that. Or, of course, we also have the pre-workout formulas. That's a great way to get there's kind of a mix of the hormonal support, the adaptogen, especially in the new Hercules 2 blend, a little more of that. So that kind of has a bit of everything, as well as some of the herbs definitely support the recovery after the workout as well. Okay. So that would be a great option. This is really my philosophy. Every person is different, and sir, I can zero in on certain things, but just try a few different herbs and see how they work for you. If one thing works great, good, keep doing it. If it doesn't work great, try something else.
Well, absolutely, but you know, you and I both know how society is now. It's like testosterone recovery. That's one of the biggest things I hear from people, whether it's on the show or off the show or out in the street, all right? Everyone's puzzled why, you know, and we're not even going to talk about synthetic stuff, but everyone's puzzled why aren't I getting stronger? All right, well, that can go to a lot of bases too. Are you training correctly? We just talked about this. Are you eating correctly? You know, are you sleeping correctly? All right, let's say we're doing all those things right.
Are you
right.
thinking correctly? That's important.
Well, there,
your
yes,
attitude
that's
is such
true.
A huge yes. part.
Yes, absolutely. But let's go with the idea that they're just getting in hopefully an average amount mm-hmm. of estrogen in their life. I'm asking myself, it's like they're puzzled, and it's like, have you gone out and done any research? You know, have they even talked to you guys with herbs or whatever? But the people are very perplexed right now why okay, why aren't I getting any stronger? Why can't I get any bigger? Why aren't I really, you know, like you just talked, you hit upon, you know, your thinking, but you know something, you and I both know, if your testosterone is low, usually you're kind of lazy in the brain.
Yep.
You're, you know, you're a little bit self-defeated with everything and all. Mm-hmm. So what do you say to that? I mean, I know the herbs we've talked about, but if someone came up to you and just said that, what would your response be? I mean, like, why would you go with that?
I'd have to slap them around a little bit. Get them, honestly, to get people to move, to take action, oftentimes it has to be bad enough first.
Yeah, I know.
So there's definitely some techniques, and you may come across as an asshole, but you can definitely sort of build up the pain mentally to get them to the point where they're finally going to take action. It's such a huge factor in that. And you can probably notice this in your own life. How many times have you got like something was bad, then you finally got fed up at one point?
Yeah.
And it was at that point when, you know, you planned out, you made a plan of action, you took massive action after that, and then things got better. It's not until things get bad enough that we're actually going to do something about them.
Yeah, and I agree with you totally, because we've all been there. But you know, the thing is, when people, you know, I'm a big believer, you need to be tested. And I know that in today's world, a lot of people are like, no, you know, that's being mean to people and this and that. And it's like, I believe human spirit, man, is one of the toughest things that is out there. And the thing is, it's not given enough, how do I want to say it, enough credit. It's like, you know, I know what's going on, and you and I have talked about this with the whole mental, and I know you hear a lot of chatter where all the things you can't do, and I do believe, like when we talked in various shows with you and Dr. Wong too, the idea of manliness is just not accepted by a lot of people anymore. You know, they feel if you act like a man or you want to hold the door for a woman or, you know, and I know a lot of girls out tell me, and they're not mutts about anything. It's like, I like the man to take charge. Mm-hmm. And these are women that are very secure. They train. I mean, because I won't date any girl that doesn't lift. I mean, I can't. It doesn't work, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a different philosophy, and I've got another philosophy too. I only date women that have brothers, and I'll tell you why, because it might sound funny. They know how guys are. You know, they've been shoved around probably by their brothers. They've seen the gross shit they've done probably, and they understand males better in response. And I've always had good luck like that. I've never had good luck with women that just didn't grow up around men, you know, other than their father. But the thing that I see is we need to get more back into this whole thing. And if it means taking, you know, your herbs to start bringing back that manliness and tell our young sons and the young kids that, hey, you know what, man? You know, it's nice that you believe in this cause, but, you know, get the pink off, okay? look, you can be a man, and I mean a man as in a gentleman. That's one thing you should be, especially if you're a weightlifter, because we've got such a bad rap, a lot of us out there, that most of us didn't even have any part of. You know, you'll see these bullies or you'll see these guys that they don't have any manners, and that's why I say gentlemen. And I've said this before, I think, on our shows and other ones. It's like, what's wrong with being like an ambassador for what we do? You know, go out and be an example. You know, you can be big and strong, but you can also be well-educated and know how to put a sentence together. And as I always say at the end of all these shows, I'm always like, you know, if somebody seeks you out in a gym or out in the concrete jungle, man, because they can see – you know, people can, you know, visually people see you and they're like, okay, either maybe I want to talk to this guy or gal, or, you know, maybe I'm a little bit standoffish with it. But you know something? My whole thing is if anybody comes up and asks me a question and not being a smartass about it, they're always going to get an answer back, and it's going to be an answer that's spoken to them like, you know, they're the only one that matters in the world. I think that's important, and that all goes with the testosterone and the manliness we're talking about today, because I don't want to see these guys. I'm not going to name the place. This guy, I had to go in and get a gift certificate, and it was like he was more feminine than my sister, all right? And, dude, all right, you can choose whatever you want. I really don't give a damn what you want to do. You know, if that's what you like or you do in your bedroom, that's your business, all right? But you know something, man? Don't talk to me like a girl, all right? And it's like, I can't get used to things like that. It's like, I'm sitting there talking to the guy, and I was totally respectful to him, but I'm looking at him, I said, I bet you got your sister's jeans on, sucker. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, enough, man. It's like, you know, people say to me, well, not everybody wants to be a weightlifter, and, you know, you're basing it. No, that's not what I'm basing it off of. But can't you just kind of talk to me like man to man? You know, I don't need all the other shit to go with it. So I think what we've talked about today and the manliness stuff and the testosterone, I think it all goes together, man. I mean, you know, that's just my belief. I mean, I seem to I could talk to anybody, but I'd much rather talk to somebody that's a bit more manly in the voice. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, you know, today's world, you say something like that, well, you know, what the hell's wrong with you? But that's just my preference, man. I mean, if I want to go talk to a chick, I'll go find a chick to talk to. I mean, right? Am I off? I mean, tell me if I'm off the beam, you know.
No. Nope.
You know, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, help me, you know. So, you know, what, you got anything else? You got anything else to finish up with, Logan?
Oh, yeah, there's so much more we could go in, but. Yeah, I think that's good. It's really about doing a multi-prong approach, right? So we talked about a couple of different things. I think the herbs are great whether you're looking for like that last 10% boost or you're just trying to get started, because the herbs can do a lot for you to get you into a place where you can take more action. With the hormones especially, you're either kind of stuck in a vicious cycle or a virtuous cycle, right? With the, you know, like if you're overweight, then that excess body weight, all those cells are creating more aromatase, which is the enzyme that converts your testosterone into estrogen. So if you have more estrogen and less testosterone, then it's going to be even harder to lose weight. So there's all kinds of different things like this that it really works as a cycle. So the worse off you are, the worse off you are, and the harder it is to change there. So you need kind of a – you sometimes need to do a lot of things to sort of jumpstart that approach. But it's the same on the other side, right? You know, people ask, okay, do you have to be on herbs your entire life?
No.
Yeah, I'd recommend it if you want. Yeah. You know, you can continually get better, and some herbs definitely, you know, you can take every day for your life and you'll be better off for it. But I think a lot of these, like I said earlier, are working at the cause. So if they can help you detox, pull out some of the estrogens, get your testosterone back to a good level, your body can help keep things rolling along there. Then maybe just a little bit of herb here and there can really help support and keep you in that cycle. So there's a whole lot you can do. You know, the basics that we talked about, cutting back on the xenoestrogens, doing the right lifting, of course, taking the herbs. It's really when you put all these things together, then you're going to be in the best off position. And from there, it just becomes easier and easier to do. That's what's really cool about this.
No, you know what I want to ask you, too? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'd be very interested in this.
Yep.
Have you ever got any calls from guys that wanted to get off the juice and ask you if you can start them back up with your stuff or not?
Not specifically off the juice. Okay. We did have one guy that was an athlete of ours, and he said he actually felt better on the herbs than he did when he was taking steroids.
Yep. That doesn't surprise me, but I thought that'd be – that I hope sometime you get a call like that, because I'd love to talk about that. That's that'd be very interesting to see somebody that said, hey, you know, I want to jump start my body and I want to use your herbs. And that'd be a pretty cool study to see what would happen with that.
I've never used steroids, so I can't really speak from personal experience there, but I feel great on the herbs and I'm going to continue to use those.
Absolutely, man, because at least you know one thing, you know what you're taking.
Yeah.
That's important, and we've gone over this before. How many things out there that you're paying $60, $70 for, maybe they got $5 a product, and the rest is just slick advertising, you know? So it's not going to work out, but, you know, as I say, we're a visual world. I mean, the eyes pick up, register to the brain, and says buy it or not, and, you know, that's the thing. Logan, why don't you give all your information out? I'll give mine, and then we'll speak briefly offline, if you wouldn't mind, please.
So we've been talking all day long about Superman Herbs here, supermanherbs.com. Once again, we got that tax sale going on right now. Just enter the coupon code TAX, T-A-X, in capital letters, and you'll get 15% off your order. All this stuff we talked about, it's all available there. Tons more information. If you have any questions, you can email me. One of my emails, logan@supermanherbs.com. Also, check out Legendary Strength. Got all kinds of books and videos and lots of articles, YouTube videos, all kinds of stuff over there with a little more focus on the strength training side of things.
Yep.
I'm good.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. If you want, you can give out your podcast show, too. I don't care.
Oh, sure. It's called the Vital Way Podcast. You also find that on Superman Herbs. There's a tab up near the top that says podcast, and that'll take you to all the episodes. I think we just released our 16th or something like that today.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah. Once a week podcast, so a little less frequency than yours over here, but it's working well for us.
Dude, I'm doing 10 a week.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've got, I don't know how much you listen to them, but I've got people on that are coming on to blow your mind. And, I don't know if you heard Bill Hinburn's with us now. I just did a podcast with him before you came on, and, phenomenal guy, man. I love talking to people that got great information, and you know, he's in his 70s and he's like us, man. He's so enthusiastic, and it's like, God, man, I hope when I'm in my 70s, I'm still alive, number one. And number two, I mean, to have that passion still, I mean, I just admire the shit out of that guy, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is something else, and he's the nicest guy. He's a nicer guy even offline, believe me, and he's a great guy online. It's like, you talk to him, and it's like, man, you know, this guy, you're walking away, it's like, holy shit, you know what I mean? It's like, I just learned bang, bang, bang that I never knew before, and it's like, that's what it's all about. That's what we're doing here, and, you know, I know that's what you're doing with your podcast, and it's like, it's good that, you know, we want to do stuff like that. So this is Motivation and Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by U.S. Wellness Meats. That's www.grasslandbeef.com. Secondly, we have Saugerties Chiropractic Center. Call them at 845-246-5020. That's 845-246-5020. And that is only in New York State. Thirdly, Logan has them on too, coming on, Dr. Will Wong. You can go out and Google Dr. Wong's Essentials or www.docspreferred.com. He's great. He's on here every month too. And last but not least, we have our regular Roger LaPointe, president of Atomic Athletic. Right now they're running the Super Squat Bar on sale, regularly $299. It is down to $225 plus shipping. Give Roger a call. Like any of these folks on here, Logan, any of them, he gave you out his email. I know for sure that these gentlemen will all get back to you, and that's one of the main reasons, not only for how interesting they are, but that's why I like to have them on the show. I mean, we all practice what we preach here. The websites, www.fiorellobarbellco.com, www.motivationandmuscle.com. This show will be up tonight, guaranteed, especially with the sale. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Write us a review. If there's something you'd like Logan and I to do, you can get a hold of me at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. We're on iTunes, or I already said that. We are on Facebook at Fiorello Barbell, and we are on there with Motivation and Muscle. Logan, we'll talk to you obviously in 2 weeks. Just stay on. Thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely. It's fun as always.
Absolutely, man. I love doing these shows with you. They're awesome. So for Logan Christopher, this is Eric Fiorello. We will talk to you in 2 weeks, but obviously we're going to be doing some more shows this week. Just to let you know, we've got Rob Regish on, and we've got Bill Crawford on this week. And I've got a couple throwers from, I think it might be the Netherlands. I have to check and verify that because of the time change. And we're going to have a few more. I had Alice and Dan on last week from Australia. I had a great podcast with her. So Logan's will be up tonight. Be on the lookout for the others. I probably got 20 to put up. We got tons of info. So we'll be talking to you soon. And remember this, go out and lift something heavy, stone, steel, kettlebells. I don't care what you do. But like I said before, when somebody seeks you out, give them the time, because you never know what kind of influence you're going to be on them, and who knows what we're going to get because of that. So think about that. Have a great week, and thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.